a mindset. In the fixed mindset world, success is about proving you're smart or talented. In the other, it is about stretching yourself to learn something new and developing yourself. Growth mindset is based on the belief that your basic qualities are things that can be cultivated through your efforts, your strategies, and help from others. Hi everyone, welcome to Growmans. I'm your host, Pavi Deva. Growmans is a mixed bag of lifestyle design, spiritual growth, relationships, and career development. I share knowledge and hope to inspire everyone to think beyond their everyday lives and unlock their fullest potential. If you enjoy listening to my podcast, you can subscribe on Spotify, Apple, and Google. You can reach out to me on Instagram at growmans_ or through my website www.pavideva.com. Hi everyone, thank you for listening and being here once again. In this episode of Growmans, I'm going to be talking about the differences between growth mindset and fixed mindset, inspired by the work of Carol Dweck, world-renowned psychologist and professor at Stanford University. We all have hopes and aspirations. To be human is to strive for something. Most of us think success is linear, but it's not. It is erratic, with ups and downs and long periods of no progress. You will inevitably run into detours and roadblocks, and then when you win big. Let me share a personal story. My dream was to get into Big Four tech consulting after I graduated from my master's program. I went to my first career fair, and I was super nervous. I knew I'm a quick learner and I'll be great at the job, but I did not know how to sell myself to recruiters and hiring managers. My resume looked great and I had the highest GPA in my class, but because I lacked confidence to speak during networking events and career fair, I never got an interview call with any of the Big Four consulting companies, and that sucked, especially when you know that more than half of your classmates got an interview call. And I was very upset that I did not even get a chance to prove myself. I knew I had to do something before the career fair next semester. I met with the career coach at my university. I kept revising and practicing my elevator pitch and all kinds of behavioral questions. I did mock-up interviews, practiced speaking in front of the mirror every day, and worked super hard on building my confidence. The next semester, I crushed it. I got calls from 3 of the 4 Big Four companies and landed at my first dream job at Ernst & Young. I've noticed this pattern in my life with multiple challenges and goals I've taken up, where I suck at the beginning, I fail, but I learn, improve, and work hard, and then I make it to the top. I'm pretty sure this is just not my experience, and most of you guys can relate to this. I can share similar patterns from the lives of famous and successful people. Michael Jordan, the world famous and one of the greatest basketball players in history, was cut from the high school varsity team. He wasn't recruited for the college he wanted to play for. He wasn't drafted by the first two NBA teams that could have chosen him. Babe Ruth, one of the greatest baseball players, was a guy with famous appetites and a giant stomach bulging out of his Yankee uniform. But he could discipline himself when he had to. Many winters he worked out the entire off-season at the gym to become more fit. When he joined the Boston Red Sox, the veterans resented him for wanting to take batting practice every day because he was a rookie pitcher. There were times when he was banned from games and not allowed to practice, but that did not stop him. As time went on, he practiced more and more about how to control that big swing and put the wood on the ball. By the time he became a full-time outfielder, he was ready. Oprah Winfrey, the famous television star and actress, suffered abuse from the age of 9 and ran away from home at 13, only to become pregnant at 14 and lost her first child. She was set up for failure after her news show failed. She was demoted to a writing and reporting gig, but was a slow writer and too caring for the kind of hard-nosed writing required. Look at where she is now in her career. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, did not have success at his first company, Trafo Data, and it was a flawed business model and suffered huge losses. The biggest lesson I've learned is failure is a mindset. Carol Dweck, world-renowned psychologist and professor at Stanford University, introduced this concept of growth mindset. After reading her book, Mindset: The New Psychology of Success, which I would highly recommend, I've seen a great shift in my mindset. In the rest of this episode, I'm going to share some of the interesting things I've learned about the growth and the fixed mindset. In the fixed mindset world, success is about proving you're smart or talented, validating yourself. In the other, it is about stretching yourself to learn something new and developing yourself. Growth mindset is based on the belief that your basic qualities are things that can be cultivated through your efforts, your strategies, and help from others. In the fixed mindset world, failure is about having a setback, getting a bad grade, getting fired. It means you're not smart or talented. In the other world, failure is about not growing, not reaching for the things you value. It means you're not fulfilling your potential. In the fixed mindset world, effort is a bad thing. Doing hard work means you're not smart. If you were, you wouldn't need the effort in the first place. In the other world, effort is what makes you smart. When people with fixed mindset were asked, "When do you feel smart?" they replied that when I don't make mistakes, when I finish something faster than the rest of the group and it's perfect, or when something is easy for me and others cannot do it. On the other hand, people with growth mindset replied that when some task is really hard and when I try hard and I can do something I couldn't do before, that's when I feel smart. Or when I work on something for a long time and I start to figure it out. Or they also said it's not about perfection, but learning something new over time. Confronting a challenge and making progress. That's what mattered to people with growth mindset. So, do people with growth mindset believe that anyone can do anything and anyone with proper motivation or education can become Einstein or Beethoven? No, but they believe a person's true potential is unknown and it's impossible to foresee what can be accomplished with years of passion, toil, and training. People with fixed mindset think that you can measure someone's ability right now and project it into the future. But isn't potential someone's capacity to develop their skills with effort and coaching over time? How can we know where effort and training will take someone? Someone's early performance cannot tell you all you need to know about their talent and their future. Benjamin Barber once said, "I don't divide the world into weak and strong, success and failures. I divide the world into learners and non-learners." So why do people opt for success over growth? What are they trying to prove? That they are special? People with fixed mindset feel an urgency to succeed, and when they do, they may feel more pride. They may feel a sense of superiority since success means that they are better than other people. You can think of yourself more talented or maybe even worthy than others because of your endowments. The scariest thought one could have is whether they are ordinary, and that leads to constant validation. I remember that a few years back, I felt the need to be validated by others, and I have thought of myself as more talented because of my endowments. Every comment I received will be registered on my intelligence, attractiveness, and likability scorecard. If a day went well, I could bask in my high numbers. But I realized how I should define success, which is where I was yesterday versus where I am today. And success is about measuring my own growth. So in conclusion, are we saying that every one of us are created equally and people with growth mindset can do well? Not necessarily. There are children who seem to be born with heightened abilities and obsessive interests, who through relentless pursuit of their interests become amazingly accomplished. Most often people believe that the gift is the ability itself, yet what feeds it is that constant, endless curiosity and challenge seeking. So, is it ability or mindset? Was it Mozart's musical ability or the fact that he worked till his hands were deformed? Was it Darwin's scientific ability or the fact that he collected specimens non-stop from early childhood? You have a choice. Mindsets are beliefs. They are powerful beliefs. You need to have a mindset of the champion to achieve a breakthrough and maintain it. So think about where you'd like to go and which mindset will take you there. Thank you.